Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Congratulations. We've made it to Friday. A Friday afternoon in New York City. We've got a jam-packed show today. We will find out the next four reveals in our big Evan and Tiki New York Top 20. The top 20 draft picks of all time. Mm-hmm. Picks number 8. Number 7, number 6, and number 5 are being revealed today.
Can't wait.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait for the twist.
The twist?
Yeah, you'll see.
What the hell?
The twist, okay.
You'll see.
I don't know what the hell he means by that. What do you know? I don't know the list. Do you know the list?
Well, I kind of surmised that somebody's going to be on that list, and so there's a little twist.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, he's got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll find out all together at 4 o'clock today. We'll get you set for the Met weekend against the Dodgers, the big Yankee weekend against Tampa, which includes celebrating John Sterling. But there are moments as a sports fan where you need to take a deep breath and appreciate what we have. Because what we have is unique. What we're about to embark on is very unique. No other city gets to embark on what we're about to start. Today is playoff eve. And I understand, out of respect for the New York Knicks fan, you're pumped up for tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and you should be. I respect that the Ranger fan is pumped up because they get started Sunday at 3 o'clock. But you also have the Islander fan, which means we've got three fan bases. The New York Islander fan base, who is still stunned to be here. I admit I'm stunned that they're here, considering the way this season has gone. The Ranger fan, who's been counting down the days to get here in a cup or bust kind of season. And obviously the Knicks fan. So let's begin the show in a different kind of way. For the Islander fan, for the Ranger fan, you are going to feel, and you shouldn't feel this way, certainly not around here, you're going to feel disrespected over the next 2 weeks. Because I know what it's like. I had a sister. You had a twin brother.
Yes.
Sometimes you believe your brother or your sister is getting more attention than you. And everybody's special in their own way. The New York Knicks are about to start a playoff series. That's special. The New York Rangers are about to start a playoff series in which they're looking to win a Stanley Cup. That is special. The New York Islanders are stunningly in the playoffs. That's special. And over the next 2 weeks, some of you are going to feel like, you're not talking enough about me. What about me? Well, here's what I say to start this show today. To the New York Islander fans, stand up. To the New York Islander fan, I want to hear from you. How are you feeling as we get set for this rematch against the Carolina Hurricanes? To the New York Ranger fan out there, I know you thought you won your Stanley Cup back in February during the Stadium Series, but now the real march to the Cup begins.
Why you got to take a shot?
That's not a shot. That's respect. To the New York Ranger fan, you're taking on the Capitals on Sunday at a rockin' Madison Square Garden.
They're the Crapitals for the next 2 weeks.
Mm. Okay. You're taking on the Crapitals at Madison Square Garden Sunday at 3 o'clock. We want to hear from you. Are you confident? Is this the year? Are you scared of the President's Trophy? Is Alexander Ovechkin going to all of a sudden find the Fountain of Youth and kick that ass all over New York City? And yes, to you, the Knicks fan, you're going to get most of the attention. And that's cool. But we also want to hear from you. Because you're about to embark on a best-of-seven series against the Philadelphia 76ers for the first time since 1989. It's New York versus Philly, not Brooklyn, in the NBA playoffs. So to begin this playoff eve, We're going to talk about all three local teams, and we're going to hear from you. 877-337-6666. Let me begin by this, okay? And do not take this as a shot. This is a reality. I speak for the New York Ranger fan out there right now. This is a damn good hockey team.
Of course.
This is a damn good hockey team. But what you need to do starting on Sunday is you need to hoist Lord Stanley's cup. Because I think you guys have seen plenty of good hockey over the last few years. You've seen this team completely rebuilt. You've seen your next great goaltender emerge in Igor Shesterkin. You've seen Artemi Panarin have plenty of great regular season moments. But as you embark on this series against Washington, let us not fool ourselves. It is winning the Stanley Cup or it is bust. You have brought in a head coach that's done it before. You have shown your muscle throughout this regular season, and you earn that President's Trophy, and you earn that number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and you earn the fact that a team's got to walk into Madison Square Garden and beat you. Someone's got to beat you. If they don't, you're going to the Cup Final. So to the Ranger fan, embrace the expectations that come with it. They've got to go and win a Stanley Cup in 2024.
It's so interesting to listen to fans. It's so interesting to listen to the enthusiasm. I know you're talking about the Rangers right now, but you're really speaking for the Islanders. You're not having the same expectation, but you're talking about your fandom. Like, you want to see this enthusiasm, this hypeness that's coming just this weekend, because all these teams in New York, really for the first time in a long time, if they feel really relevant. Obviously, the Islanders less than the Rangers because of the regular season success, but no different. You're in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think about this from a player standpoint, because it's the antithesis of what you're doing. The player is never jacked like this, ever.
Really?
No.
Even because, a hockey player where you can use emotion to your advantage?
No, because yes, you're thinking about the end. But the only thing you can do is focus on the right now. Like the game, whatever it is, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, the first game right now. And because if you start thinking about it, like think about this. To win the NBA Finals, you got to win 16 games.
Same in hockey.
It's the same in hockey. Yep. And it's, I mean, when is that?
Like, it's 2 months from now.
Exactly. Yes. Think of how long away that is.
I agree.
So if you're a fan, you're like, yeah, we're right there. We can get there. We can get to the end. It's right. It's close. As a player, you're like, dude, that ain't close, man. That is a long ass way away. And the only thing that I can worry about focusing on, I have my dreams. Everybody has their dreams. But as a player, the only thing you worry about focusing on is that immediate game in front of you. And trust me, it's not like this hypeness. Maybe right before the game, you get a little hyped. You do the smelling salts, because they still do that in hockey. It's weird. You do the smelling salts. You listen to the rock. You listen to the rap, whatever the hell it is you get yourself jacked up with. Like, right before the game, maybe. But, like, a couple days out, it is so singularly focused on game planning and one game at a time, because it is so long in these sports. It's different in football,
yeah,
right? Because it feels like a one-day tournament every week. But this is a grind.
No, you're about right. To go on. You are right. Like, we are a long ways away from the end game, especially as a Ranger fan dreaming of the Cup Final. But I will tell you, and I mean this realistically, watching the Rangers over the years and watching the NHL playoffs over the years. And this is going to sound very arrogant, but I'm saying this as a non-Ranger fan. You know what's really important in this first round against Washington?
What's that?
To not go seven. I mean that. Like, yeah, you have to beat them. Obviously, the Rangers losing to the Washington Capitals in the first round would be a disaster. You don't need me to say it. We all know that. But I look at the history of this franchise, and I look at the history of the NHL. I look at Florida's deep run last year, which I actually followed because my brother-in-law is a diehard Panther fan. I think back to what the Lightning accomplished, and I think back to some of the Ranger teams. You know what one of the biggest problems the Rangers had for all the Game 7s Henrik Lundqvist won?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That they played game sevens.
Oh, yeah.
That it takes a lot out of you. And quite frankly, the New York Rangers are a much better hockey team than the Washington Capitals. And the reality is, you're right, it's a long-ass journey. We don't know who they'll face in the second round. God willing, it's the Islanders. But to get to a Stanley Cup, the actual secret may be to not play seven-game series over and over and over again. I think back to the Lundqvist era, to me, that was their biggest bugaboo.
That's funny because now you're talking like a player or a coach.
I sound like a player now?
Right, because think about it. Yeah. As a fan, what do we relish? Give me a game seven.
Yeah, well.
Right. You know what I mean? I'm just being serious.
Yeah.
We got game seven. It's at home for the Rangers, at least. For the Knicks, probably, at least for the first round. Like, give me a game seven.
Right.
First or second round for the Knicks, I should say. But, like, the reality is the last thing you want to see is a game. You're right.
Well,
the last thing you want to do is grind yourself out in the first round
I think in the case of the Rangers, maybe it's more unique than the Islanders. And I'll get to the Islanders in a second, and we'll get to the Knicks, and we're going to get to all these freaking teams, because everybody deserves their hype going into this weekend.
At least
the
right
Islander
now.
Fan, the Ranger fan, and the Knicks fan.
At least right now.
At least for now. See what Monday holds. But the Ranger fan is thinking big picture, which is winning a championship. And the reality is, how many teams in NHL history, you tell me, Sean, how many teams can go win seven-game series? After seven-game series, after seven-game series, it wears you out. I can tell you Florida didn't do it last year, that Tampa didn't do it in those previous years. Didn't happen. By the way, we all talk about 1994. Oh, 1994. I can tell you didn't do that in 1994 firsthand, because I remember the way that postseason started. So to me, it's not only, yeah, you better beat the Capitals, you better do it quickly. As far as the Islanders are concerned, let me just tell you this. I am stunned they made the postseason. I think a lot of Islander fans are, with the amount of blown games that they had, the coaching change, all the brutal losses, the stadium series loss. They got hot at the right time, and they rode a veteran goaltender. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that Sorokin wouldn't be a part of this right now? So despite the Islanders, oh, we're so happy to be here, despite the Hurricanes arguably being the best team in the Eastern Conference, here's what I think. I've watched my hockey team lost to these sons of bitches twice now, including last year in six, including 5 years ago in four. I'm done as a fan about being happy to be here. So am I confident the Islanders are going to beat Carolina? I'm not confident. If we can switch Sebastian Aho's, maybe I'd be a little bit more confident, but we can't do that. But here's the thing. I'm not in here as a fan saying, ooh, goody, happy to be here, because the Islanders have been here a lot. Like, Islander fans, understand something. You know this. This is no longer we're back. We've been back. This is a franchise that went to back-to-back conference finals or semifinals, however the hell you want to define it. This was a team that was in the playoffs last year against this very Carolina team. So yes, they're underdogs. Yes, I'm surprised they made the playoffs. Yes, it's kind of stunning they're here, but no happy to be here crap.
No, I mean,
because we've seen this before. Go beat the Carolina Hurricanes.
Look, you're happy to be here if you are a team that's been underachieving and you got surprisingly good all of a sudden. That's not what this Islanders team looks like or profiles as. Yes, they had a tough season, but I mean, isn't sport about being hot at the right time?
Yes, it
think
is.
About the Giants in 07.
Yes,
they got hot at the right time.
Yes, it is.
Right? They weren't great the whole season. In fact, I mean, for a lot of the season, most people thought, well, this is the end.
Right.
Right? At least the Coughlin era. And then all of a sudden, it turned around, got right, got hot at the right time, and they won a championship and started, you know, four years of winning championships and Super Bowls. So anything can happen in the postseason. That's the lesson from the history of sports, is that, yeah, sometimes the team that's supposed to win wins it. But a lot of times, the team that just kind of gets there and is hot has the best advantage of anybody else in the tournament.
Normally, I would agree with you. The problem is, as hot as the Islanders are,
the problem is the Rangers are right there for you.
Well,
for an Islanders fan, the problem is,
I ain't worried about the Rangers. I'm worried about the Carolina Hurricanes. Rangers have nothing to do with me right now.
No, I'm talking about your enthusiasm.
Oh, no,
I'm talking
no.
about, like, let's get to the end of this thing and win a championship. You still got to go through the Rangers.
Well,
and so I'm just saying.
But here's the difference.
You get shouted down in your own city.
No,
that's the challenge.
I'm not getting we're not getting shouted down by anybody.
Okay.
Don't tell us that we should feel shouted down.
Win a series, let the Rangers win a series, and then see how enthusiastic. How the enthusiasm comes through.
Well,
like,
look,
who's going to dominate these airwaves?
Both. If we're looking at an Islander-Ranger series in 2 weeks, this will be dominated by both fan bases because it's going to be something we haven't seen in 30 years.
Have we had an Islanders call?
Yeah, Don and Comac. What's up, Don? You feeling good as an Islander fan?
What's up, Don?
My name's not Don.
Oh.
This is Matt.
Oh, Matt. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's on Loogie.
All good, Evan. Evan, listen here.
What's up, Matt?
Is Morash there or what?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you want to talk to us?
He's laughing because Loogie wrote your name as Don.
We can't even get the Islander name right.
You can't see? The Islander fan gets disrespected. What's up, Matt?
It is disrespectful because besides the Yankees, the Islanders are the most storied franchise in New York sports. Four straight Stanley Cups. Morash, the Rangers have won four Stanley Cups and been around way longer than the Islanders.
Don, how old are you, Don? Don, how old are you?
No,
it doesn't matter,
Matt.
Morash.
Oh, Matt. I screwed it up now.
Matt, how old are you?
Exactly. You screwed it up just like the Rangers are going to screw up.
Touche. But Matt, you see, this is Tiki's fault. Can I tell you why this is Tiki's fault?
Why?
Because
what did I do?
I began by saying to the Knicks fan, the Islander fan, and the Ranger fan, look, all right, yes, there's a sibling rivalry. Talk about my team. Talk about this team. Talk about that team. I figured let's be all-encompassing on this playoff Friday. I, as an Islander fan, brought up my enthusiasm personally for this series against Carolina, my expectations. I'll get into the fact that I'm a little worried about the health. J.G. Pageau is out, and who knows if he's going to be ready for game one, though it looks like Noah Dobson will be ready for game one, so that's a positive. I didn't bring up the Rangers in terms of an Islander-Ranger dynamic because right now they got nothing to do with each other.
Bingo.
The Rangers have to worry about the Capitals. I got to worry about the little thunderstorms. And that's where we are. And if we're sitting here in 2 weeks and we're going head-to-head, game on, bitches.
That's right?
Right.
I'm pumped. I want to have every home game in a series. Rarity. We haven't seen it since 94.
Why are you taking shots?
I'm not taking shots.
Why? Yes, you just home games in every game.
Evan, we are in a rare part of this town where, outside of the diehard Net fan that hates the Knicks, everybody could root for everybody.
Mm.
You should want, as a Ranger fan, the Islanders to win this series. We are going to root for the Islanders like heck. The Knicks can carry the load here on the basketball surface. We hate Philly. This is a great 2 weeks to be a New Yorker where even if you hate everybody, we can all get along.
Well, why didn't we have Tiki bringing up Islanders versus Rangers? Why is Matt calling up talking about Rangers history versus Islanders history? We are on our own tracks, ladies and gentlemen. The Islanders are taking on Carolina. The Rangers are taking on the Capitals. And yes, if things work out, and I'm not confident they will. Like, I can't sit here beating my chest thinking they're going to beat Carolina. Carolina's a better team. Carolina's probably better than the Rangers.
Cup favorites.
And they are. And Tiki mentioned, boy, you want to go in the playoffs hot. You're right. The Islanders are hot. Guess what?
Yep.
So is Carolina.
I know it. Tropical storms.
Is that what I should call them?
Yeah. No. Thunderstorms are
the hurricanes.
The Hurlames?
Yeah.
No,
that's weak.
You know what?
Yeah, that's weak.
How about this? I'm just going to call them the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay, fair.
That's what I... And yeah, as far as...
You're not at the level to talk trash.
No, I don't want to talk. See, here's one thing I've learned, is that when you are on the same level as a team or below a team, I ain't open my mouth up. And that's the mistake the Philadelphia 76ers are making.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Knicks and the Sixers... To many, this is the main event of the weekend. To some, it's the appetizer. It depends on your perspective. But on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, it's Philly versus New York. It's the Sixers versus the Knicks. The first time the Knicks and Sixers are playing in the playoffs since 1989. And quite frankly, as an IBO, an independent basketball observer, I think this is a very unique series because both of them are talented like two seeds.
Right.
This is like a two seed versus a two seed. This is like champion versus champion. I think this is a very unique first round matchup. And yet, the Philadelphia 76ers, one by one, are running their mouths. First, you had B-Ball Reed, Paul Reed himself, saying this is the matchup. That's his nickname, B-Ball Reed.
I know I'm saying who, because who the hell is he?
Do you think that's what Knicks fans should do when he enters the game for a limping Joel Embiid at about 6:45 on Saturday night?
I think it almost
gives... a who chant, who!
That's actually better. Instead of a boo chant, don't boo him, because that makes him, that gives him some respect that he's actually somebody, right? Give him a who?
Do you want to go
Paul
with
Paul Reed entering the game for the 76ers? Who?
Now you could go a big awesome. Who, or you could chant, who the hell are you?
No.
Who the hell are you? You want to do that?
Or is it better, we don't know you. Is that all better? We don't know you.
Or shut your mouth.
And then, how about this one? How about this one? Kelly Oubre, who's going to make a major impact on this series. Just watch, all right? When Kelly Oubre defends, I've done some research the last day and a half trying to formulate the proper prediction for this series as an IBO. When Kelly Oubre defends Jaylen one-on-one, holds him down. Just keep an eye on that. But anyhow, Kelly Oubre, he decided to open his mouth, and he decided to rip the very wrong people. Take a look.
We're going to give celebrities those $100,000 free tickets just to be there and not care about the game, but, you know, that's what they do. It's going to be super fun, and I look forward to it. That's one of my favorite places to play.
$100,000 seat.
He ripped the celebrities
who don't care about the game.
Wow! Kelly Oubre decided. So B-Ball Reed says, I'm going to say we're just so thrilled to play the Knicks. They're not as good as Boston. And then Kelly Oubre decides, you know
what?
Which
is kind of a fact, but it doesn't matter. Right?
It's a fact, but you don't say it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're 15 games ahead of the Knicks. So, I mean, whatever. Yes, it's factual, but you don't say it. But you can get away with it because it's just a fact.
Sure.
I'm not giving an opinion. I'm not dissing the Knicks. Just stating a fact.
Nah, you know what the problem was? It may be a fact, but don't say they're an easier matchup. Easy is the wrong word.
True.
But what Kelly Oubre just did is he took a shot at Knicks fan celebrities.
Yes.
He took a shot at Ben Stiller. He took a shot at Jerry Ferrara. He took a shot at Aaron Rodgers when he shows up.
He took a shot at the entire cast of The Sopranos that are alive.
Can you believe that? That's personal. That's a big mistake by Kelly Oubre, because you know what's going to happen now? Those celebrities, they're going to taunt the crap out of you. Oh, just wait. Oh, right. Just wait. That was a below-the-belt rip, Tiki.
That
you
was.
Can't go after the celebrities at Madison Square Garden.
I can't wait for Spike. Because Spike's going to be like, you don't know how much my seats cost.
<He's>
Trust
like,
me, I give a you-know-what.
I mean, he went after Tracy Morgan. And I heard Tracy Morgan on that podcast with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart talking about babies.
Yeah, he got Walmart money. He don't give a he don't give a crap.
But this is going to be fun. We've got three local teams getting ready for the playoffs. Do you believe? Let's hear from you. 877-337-6666. How about Carl in Marlborough? Carl, are you ready to be the center of the playoff universe?
Yes. Hi, guys. I love the show. Listen to you guys every day at work.
Appreciate it, Carl.
I'm a big Ranger fan. I sit in Section 226. I have season tickets for about 25 years. And, yes, I'm pumped up. And I think we're going to just take it game by game, series by series. And, Evan, I hope the Islanders win, because I want to see you guys in the second round. Been way too long. And Rangers all the way, baby.
Thank you, Carl. You see what Carl did that's very different than Sean? That's a Ranger fan with class. That's a Ranger fan saying, hey, look, we got to take this game by game, series by series. Maybe he does the boomer line of, one shift at a time, one period at a time, 1 2 minutes at a time, whatever the hell he says. Mm-hmm. But then he respectfully says, and I'd love to see you guys in 2 weeks.
I would, too.
Hold on. Did Carl say so I can get 7 home games? No. Did Carl say so we can whip that Islander ass? No. He said because it's been a long time, and he's right. It's been 30 long years since the Islanders and Rangers have played in the playoffs, and that's a respectful Ranger fan. Man. Thank you, Carl. Sean, you could learn something from him.
No, Evan, this just shows how gullible you are and believable you are. Here's the difference. Maybe I don't show enough class. I just show brute honesty. I don't hide it behind fake lip. He wants to face the Islanders because we know as Ranger fans, the easier road is the not playing the Hurricanes, who are a Stanley Cup favorite. It just is. It doesn't mean the Rangers can't or won't beat Carolina. I, like any other fan, if you gave him truth serum, you want the easier path. Take note, Loogie.
You better worry about the team you're playing this round. You love to jump ahead, Sean. Sean is the king of jumping ahead.
The series is already over.
Is it? Okay.
It is already
I teed
over.
You up.
Already
why don't you take that broom
over.
You took out last year? How'd that do for you?
Yeah, let's go Devils.
Look, and we're going to get this out of the way right now before game ones are played for all of our teams. Knicks, Rangers, Islanders alike. There is no such thing as mushes. I used to believe in superstitions. We have nothing to do with what's going on the ice. It's time to strap on the big boy pants and get confident. If the Rangers lose to the Capitals, it'll be the biggest postseason loss of the Shesterkin into Lundqvist era. They are not. They will not. They may as well not even play the series. It is over already.
Okay,
it's just a matter of when, not if.
You hit every hyperbole there. Good job.
Oh, Tiki. As an athlete, that's got to make you feel very uncomfortable.
You just don't listen to him.
And they won't. I don't expect Mika Zibanejad right now to be going, hey, Sean said it's over already.
I don't know. Adam Fox's relatives are listening, and they got to let him know.
And I'm sure Adam has told them, too. By the way, we got this.
Don't be the mush. Don't be the mush.
Boy, that is confidence, man. Now, the Rangers are heavy favorites, and we'll make our predictions. In this opening hour, we will make our predictions on all three local teams, and we'll hear from you, 877-337-6666. We've got some great John Sterling memories that will play throughout the program, and also, we've got another reveal of the top 20 draft picks over the last 50 years. We'll hear about picks 8, 7, 6, and 5. Evan and Tiki on an incredibly busy playoff eve Friday. All New York sports is about to happen. The New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, the New York Islanders beginning what they hope is a deep run into the spring and early, early summer. How are you guys feeling confident-wise as we get set for Knicks, Sixers, Rangers, Capitals, and the Islanders against the Carolina Hurricanes in a postseason rematch? Very busy show today. Coming up at 4 o'clock, our latest reveal in the New York Top 20. We'll also give you our thoughts on the Met City Connect jerseys that came out. And I promise you this, at exactly 2:50, because I'm not beating around the bush here. Everyone around here will go on record with our predictions on how the local teams will do in their respective best of seven series. Now, we did get the hockey schedule last night, and if you were able to map it out, I've got good news for those that are fans of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers. We call you garden babies. I didn't mean that in a negative way, like garden babies. You know, you're cute and cuddly, like garden babies. The garden babies have made out like bandits because there is no head-to-head Ranger-Knick game. In fact, Tiki, they're always on different days with the exception of next Sunday when the Knicks are playing at 1 and the Rangers are playing at 8. Mm. So it's almost as if the NBA and the NHL said, you know what? Maybe it's a bad idea to have the two garden teams.
Yeah, definitely, you think?
Now, there is some bad news. I call this the AJ problem because I have a friend named AJ. He is the only human I know, though there are more than him, who are fans, diehard fans, of the Knicks and the Islanders. AJ's got a problem. Because on Saturday, which is tomorrow...
Like diehard.
Diehard. Mm. Like, I couldn't even tell you which team he likes more. He's one of those rare breeds. Loves them both almost equally. I didn't even think those exist. Like, to me, it's always like, you like basketball, you like hockey more. The way I do. Right? You know, I think that's most people. But I digress. The Islanders and Knicks tomorrow. 5 o'clock for the Islanders, 6 o'clock for the Knicks. Monday, game 2. Both at 7:30.
Wow.
Thursday, game 3, NFL draft night. Both at 7:30.
Nobody will be watching anyways. Be watching.
Well, not that the diehard Islander and Knicks fan will watch. Trust me on that. Game 4, we're okay. We survived. Game 5, both on Tuesday, April 30th, probably at the same time. Both game 6s, both Thursday, May 2nd. And then both game sevens would be on Saturday, hopefully if they happen at different times. So what the NHL and the NBA has done, because they don't give a rat's ass, they assume there's only 12 of you, they have told the Islander and Knick fan to go scratch. That's what they've done.
Yeah, but I think they think it's a rarity. Maybe. I don't know. Plus, there's only so many primetime moments that you can slot it into. Like, you kind of have to put it in primetime, right?
Oh, during the week, you're in trouble, yes.
So you have to
separate days, basically.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, the weekend, though, is different.
Yeah, they could have put the Islanders on a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you easily could do a day game on the weekend, and people would watch. There's not a ton going. Next weekend is tough because it's the draft, but it's the back end of the draft. What is the Saturday? 5th, 6th, 7th?
No,
4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. You care a little bit, but you can get that update on your phone. You don't need to watch that live. So Saturday, you could easily put it at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
Well, they did for the Islanders. Saturday, April 27th. That's the one time they're not going up against the Knicks. 2 o'clock at UBS Arena. Yippity-doo-dah. But the rest of the series, head-to-head. That's the only negative when you live in a town like this where we've got not one, not two, but three teams in the postseason. Let's get back to your phone calls. How are we all feeling as we get set for this postseason? Let's go to Adam in Morristown. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Fantastic.
I'm a big fan. Iggy, we're neighbors.
Love it.
So 30 years ago, my son was born April 22nd, and I remember when he was born, feeding him his bottle, watching the Knicks and Rangers, and like screaming at the TV. I think I shocked him into being a big fan. So now, 30 years later, he can actually appreciate the Knicks and Rangers both being really good, and he's a huge fan and enjoying it. 30 years went really fast, but I feel like this is like a rematch of 30 years ago, the Knicks-Rangers game. Great. To have both teams great like this, it's been a long time.
It has been a very long time. Now, let's see if they can match the magic of 1994. Because one thing, when you think back to 1994, relatively easy opening rounds against local teams. How crazy was that? Knicks beat the Nets that year. Rangers beat the Islanders. And obviously, they gave us that deep, deep run. It's very different for the Knicks in this series. And it's not to say you're going to lose. I did my research last night. I did my studied some tape, and I will give you an IBO prediction at 250 with the rest of you guys. But the one thing we have to agree on is this is not easy. This is not your typical first round kind of ease into the postseason. Sean thinks he has that with the Ranger Capital series, and maybe he's right. The Knicks right now don't feel like they have that against a two-seed talent-wise like the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's go to Mark in East Windsor. What's up, Mark?
Hi, guys. I listen to the show all the time. I don't call in much.
I appreciate you making the effort.
Yesterday.
Go ahead.
I heard you guys talking yesterday. You guys were going to go to Game 6 in Philadelphia?
Yes.
So is that confirmed?
I can tell you this.
Well, I mean,
I can tell you
this.
He's
already got tickets. So.
There's already at least two tickets purchased.
Oh, you're thinking of going?
You coming?
I want to join the assembly room with you guys.
Well, I'm going to give you a piece of news right now, and I want you to get your phone out right now. I'm not even joking. I'm not screwing around. And this is for anybody else that wants to do this. And I'm going to hang up on you just so you can get on your phone and do this. This is a very top secret thing, but I just looked at it. If you go to the Ticketmaster app right now.
Okay.
And you go to home game 3. For the Philadelphia 76ers, which is game 6, there are 6 tickets in the assembly room from the Sixers website.
Is that right?
I'm not kidding. Now, I'd say they're about 10 seats away from Lugie and I as of right now. Now, Tiki and Sean, apparently you guys are going to be downstairs. Is that what I'm hearing?
We'll see.
We'll see. So you can gobble them up, too. Yes. So for anyone who's thinking of making the trip and wants to join Super Nick Van Lugauer and Super Nick Hater Evan, I just looked. There's 6 tickets available about, I'd say, like 8 or 9 seats away from us. And here's the best part. I've already talked.
But it's like a lounge, so it's not, like, you're not even really.
No, it is. So here's the deal. It's a lounge, but then there's a row of seats where you're watching the game.
I got it.
But, as you just heard me explain, it's also Islanders Game 6. I've already spoke to the 76ers, and they have assured me that one of the TVs in the lounge we'll have the Islander Hurricane game. So come on down, everybody. We're taking over.
So it's going to be me, you, and like 10 other Knick fans in this little assembly room?
If anybody who heard what I just said went on the app and actually bought the tickets, they can join us. I don't know if anyone knew that they were available.
Please do.
Why? You don't want to be the only one?
No. like I said, I want them to win before game six, but if it gets to a game six, I just want as many Knick fans around you as humanly possible.
That's okay. That's why I gave the information out.
And I appreciate that.
I'm a man of the people.
Clip that for when me and Tiki have better seats and Loogie's begging to go sit.
Yes.
Oh, I'll totally bail on you. Gone. I'm the prom queen. See ya.
You don't want to sit with the regular folk upstairs like me and everybody else?
No, I want to sit with the rich people and the celebrities.
I mean, listen to this
and
guy.
See how the other life lives.
Courtside, like Kelly Oubre said.
Of course.
Not caring what's happening.
I want to run into Sydney Sweeney.
You think Sydney Sweeney would be caught dead in the city of Philadelphia?
No shot.
I mean, if this was the Garden, maybe. But you think she's going to Wells Fargo Center?
No shot. It would be more likely like Devontae Smith.
Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. What's up, Zach?
Hey, I want to talk about the Islanders.
Yeah.
I've called the station a bunch of times, usually to talk Mets and Jets. But the Islanders are actually my favorite team out of all of them. A diehard Islanders fan. I feel confident going into this series. It's going to be tough. I mean, the Hurricanes are arguably the best team in the NHL through and through. But, I mean, the way the Islanders have been playing, it's just hard. It's hard to really think that, like, they're just going to roll over and die.
It's not
a great series.
Zach, it's not that they're going to roll over and die. And I'm going to retort this way to you because I don't want to be super negative.
The way we talk about it is if we stand no chance.
Well, no. I'm not saying we don't stand a chance, but I can tell you why I'm not confident. I'll just tell you why I'm not confident, and then you talk me out of it because I want to feel good. Number one, the Islanders absolutely suck on the penalty kill. Mm. And that's been going on even during this winning streak. Carolina, murderous. With the man advantage. They've also been great on special teams on the other side, where sometimes the Islander power play is so inept, you almost want to defer a penalty because their power play is so bad. That's number one. So right off the top, we have to keep this series at 5-on-5. Number two, I don't know the status of J.G. Pageau after his injury in the game against Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Apparently, he's not practicing today, so we don't know his status for game one, and that's a big worry. So those two things right off the top give me pause as we get set to face a team that you just said it, and you're probably not wrong, maybe the best team in the Eastern Conference. Go ahead. Tell me why I'm crazy.
So the first thing you mentioned about the PK, obviously, yes, that is a problem of ours. We're absolutely terrible on it. In the NHL playoffs, the whistle does not blow nearly as much. The Islanders get called on a lot of ticky-tack penalties. Obviously, I can't say that to everyone. They do it to themselves.
Sure.
They draw penalties. They don't draw penalties. They commit penalties. I understand that, but in the playoffs, the refs let them play a lot more, and they're going to score on the power play, the Hurricanes. Our 5-on-5 game just has to be better than theirs. And honestly, I don't hate the idea of that. Our 5-on-5 game is up there with the best.
Oh, no, you're right. So, I mean, look, a big part of why they were able to get to the postseason is that. But you're right about one thing. They can't commit dumb penalties. And B, they got to get lucky. And hopefully the officials are swallowing the whistle. But it's just tough. Like, that, I'm excited, but it's tough to be confident. And look, there are times as a fan, Tiki, where I am confident.
Mm-hmm.
It varies. I'm not like Sean, who no matter what his team situation is, believes they're going to kick ass. Oh, Giants-Eagles, we'll win. Oh, Rangers-Capitals, we'll win. Rangers against Carolina, we'll win. Like, he's one of those fans, Tiki, who always thinks the sun is shining.
Yeah, of course, because that's what fans do.
No, that's what some fans do.
Some fans do. Well, I guess some fans are actually negative, and then they want to be surprised. So when they actually have success, they're like, oh, wow, I didn't get my expectation up. But here we are. You're going forward. Sean's the opposite.
Yeah, he's not a realist.
Well, he's, you know,
we could go back to every football
pitch. He's a realist, but he's also, he's just an optimist more than anything. He doesn't see any of the negatives, and that's probably a good thing. Because it doesn't make you feel like you're going to be let down.
I was the only one on the show that picked the Giants to lose to the Eagles both times this year.
Oh, that's what you're going back to?
Well, I'm just saying I'm an optimist by trait, but when my team stinks, I acknowledge they stink.
But your team doesn't stink right now. And so as a Ranger fan, you're enthusiastic.
I just hate this time of year when everybody goes with the nervous energy. Let's go. Mm. Let's go. Be a little positive here. Now's the
time. It's not, there's a difference between being positive and being cocky and arrogant. As we went to our first break of the show today at about 2:21, if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app, I think your words were, quote, why play the series? It's already over.
It is already over.
To describe the Ranger-Capitol series.
For once, the Rangers have a draw where there's no excuse. The series should be over before six games, and I believe it will be.
Well,
and there's no reason, me saying that's not going to make it not happen.
No one's saying you're mushing them. I'm not accusing you of being a jinx. I'm accusing you of being delusional and not understanding that in sports, there are upsets all the time. And I would never go into any series thinking, it's over, why bother playing? We've seen President's Trophy winners before. By the way, better than your team, if we're being honest, whether it was Tampa 5 years ago, whether it was Boston the other year, we've seen President's Trophy teams better than you that got knocked out in the first round. Like, so let's not act like in the NHL we don't see crazy upsets. So to say to our audience, Ranger fans, Islander fans, or people that don't even give a crap about hockey, oh, it's over. Why bother playing? It's not me accusing you of jinxing them. It's me accusing you of being a delusional hack.
A delusional hack?
Was that too strong,
Tiki? Yeah,
hack is worse than calling me fatso or anything else.
Hack would mean he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. By the way, the Washington Capitals have a negative 37 goal differential. How's that for nuts and bolts?
No, they're not good.
Worse than hockey since 1991 for a team that made the playoffs. So this isn't just President's Trophy. That's how colossal an upset this would be. It's not happening.
Would it be a bigger upset then? And correct me if I'm wrong here. When Columbus knocked off Tampa year before they won their cup?
It would be because Columbus is better than, even if the Lightning were better than the Rangers, Columbus is way better than the Capitals were this year. Crapital.
I'll tell you this, the Rangers better not lose game one. Mm. They better not lose game one.
They deal with the comeback kids. It's not a big deal.
See? When would you be worried
then? There's no negativity that's going to pierce his veil.
Really?
None.
If they lose the first two games of this series,
if they're down 0-2, maybe that's when he gets
worried. No shot, because the Rangers are the comeback kids.
There's no way you're going to be down 0-2 and going to be like, oh, yeah, we're good.
There's
no chance.
We're fine. The problem is, then it's a 6-7. I don't want a 6-7 game, but if it happens, it happens. They win in the series.
Well, that's the point I made earlier. Like, if we're looking big picture at the Rangers, I know this sounds arrogant. This is coming from me, though, an IHO, not you, cocky Ranger fan. If they want to win a Stanley Cup, they got to avoid long series. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't play 7-game series every single time. It's not a realistic path.
There's only one team in NHL history that played 3 series to the full 7 games before the Stanley Cup and won it. The Kings, who beat the Rangers.
How about that?
Yeah.
So I'm basically, so what you're saying is, Evan, you're right.
Yeah, got you. Got,
oh, thank you.
But look, you go 7 with the Caps, sweep the Isles the next round.
Oh, okay. He brings up the Isles again, Tiki, not even mentioning them right now. Let's go to Mike in Marine Park. What's up, Mike?
I don't know how to feel. You guys got me going crazy here.
Yeah.
You feel the electricity, gentlemen, this weekend?
Oh, yes. I feel it. I feel it pulsating my bones right now.
Evan, you got me pumped, Evan. Listen. If you guys go to Philly, I'm not even a big basketball fan. I'll go there dressed in fatigues. I'll go there with you.
I like that, Mike.
The TW Long shirt on, the Tiki World Order.
There you go. I like that.
Listen, real quick. I'm going to be an objective Ranger fan here. I hate the Islanders. Yeah. They're playing with no pressure. I understand you broke it down, the power play and all the things. They're playing with no pressure. Absolutely no pressure. So I think the Islanders are going to be a better team in the playoffs. The Rangers have all the pressure on them. I'm not worried, but I'm not cocky like Sean. Sean, you got to relax, bro.
I'm not relaxed. I'm pumped up. Now's the time for a cup and get on board.
I'm on board, but you got me scared. You got me all over.
No scared. No scared, but you don't make cups.
Guys, love you. Talk to you
later. Right. You got Mike scared.
He's only scared because you're playing the mush. Like, no. you're just like pushing yourself into the title.
He's scared because playoff culture has told us to be scared about being confident. And I'm changing the tide. Own the cockiness.
There's a
narrative.
Difference between confidence and what you just described, cocky and arrogance.
Yeah, I mean, they did win the President's Trophy.
I understand. I
mean,
they were a great regular season team.
They had
no one's denying that.
Fantastic squad.
Okay.
We haven't had a parade here in 13 years. We have been beaten down losers as fans. The time, somebody's got to step up and start being cocky and arrogant to change. All standing around like a loser has not helped us.
By the way, I want to give you an update. If you go to the Ticketmaster website, there were 2 tickets now gone in that Revolutionary Row section I just described.
That's because
for game 6.
You just told people. Someone went and got them.
That's right. We got 4 more left. I'll tell you exactly where they are. It's called Revolutionary Row. All right. It's the Thursday, May 2nd game. It's home game number 3 for the Philadelphia 76er fan. And I see 4 sitting there right now. It's called Rev Row, Row 1, seats 91 through 94. So there you go. Join us. I think we're in seat 102. So that's how close you are to us.
I mean, there's only, like, you can change seats. Hey, man, you mind scooting down?
Excuse me? Who does that?
Dude, you do that.
Do you?
Just trying to get the people closer to you. I think
this is one of those rare times I'd rather be closer to the Sixer fan than the Knicks fan. You like that, though? Maybe some Knick fans are buying these seats up, Loogie, right around us.
It better be Knick fans and not members of the Coalition of Knick Haters. It's not a, better not be a whole ruse that you set up with your fellow members of that coalition.
Understand,
better be Knick fans.
I want to explain something about the Coalition of Knick Haters. It's comprised of a coalition. Yes, there are people that are basketball fans that don't like the Knicks, but that's not necessarily the majority. As you know, not a lot of Net fans exist. So while we do have Net fans in the coalition, a very big part of the coalition are Ranger fans, because they're sick and tired. I've heard from them.
What?
They're sick. Hear me out.
Really?
They're sick and tired of being disrespected and not talked about. Oh, it's the Knicks. It's always the Knicks. What about the Knicks? We're the Rangers. We're better. We're this. We're that. Our arena's louder. Our ticket prices go even higher in the secondary market. So a lot of members of the coalition who don't like the Knicks, who actively root against them, are actually Ranger fans that are dying for the attention. And I understand it. I get it. So they're busy, is my point, Loogie, because they're more concerned about the Rangers right now.
Oh.
So I don't know if they'd be willing to make the trip to Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I, you know what? They're not playing that night, though, right?
They are not playing that
night. So they have a free night.
That's true.
So, yeah, I see what you're cooking up here. I see what you're cooking up.
All right, real quick, I want this
Knick
on.
Knick fans, buy those tickets.
I want this on the
record. Good catch, Loogie. Good catch.
I want this on the record right now. We're not waiting until the end of the show, 6-12, throwaway. No, no, no. 250 on playoff eve as we are about to embark on what could be a potential amazing run in New York City. Knicks Sixers, Islanders Hurricanes, the New York Rangers against the Washington Capitals. We're going to go around the room on each series.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to your calls, and don't worry, we'll mix in some baseball. Let us throw it first, though, to Thomas Lugau. He's always forgotten about the fourth guy, my ass.
Jeez, what a setup.
He's going to...
My God.
He's going to be our leadoff hitter.
Want to get my salary out on the air now? That's going to the worst. Schmuck.
I got, put you first. Now you call me schmuck.
You put me first, and then you basically said, well, he's forgotten about.
Well,
that's a terrible setup.
I'm taking you to the Sixers-Knicks
game. I don't
game.
Care what you're doing. That was passive-aggressive.
It was.
He called me a schmuck taking.
Yeah. He,
should I take the tickets back?
Am I wrong that was passive-aggressive?
That was very passive-aggressive.
In a team meeting back in the day, they didn't go, this is Charles Way. He blocks for Tiki.
All right.
In
Loogie,
case you don't know who he is.
we'll start off with the Islander-Carolina series.
Thank
All right, very quickly. It's not beat around the bush here. Islanders-Hurricanes, give me the result.
Islanders in seven.
Wow. Islanders in seven.
Wow. Oh.
All right. Sean Morash.
Islanders in seven.
What the hell is going on here? See, I don't like what you guys are doing. Yeah. You're going to make me look like a bad guy.
You're right.
You're going to make me look like a bad guy.
This is the NHL upset of the first round.
Yeah.
All right, Tiki,
don't
go
worry.
Ahead.
Don't worry. Hurricanes in six.
Okay, there you go. Makes me feel better. I hate this. I hate doing this. I unfortunately have to do it every once in a while because I'm an honest guy to a fault. I think Carolina's going to win this series in six. And here's the problem, all right? I remember 2019. I remember getting swept. I remember being in Raleigh, North Carolina, flying down there to visit my brother-in-law and begging my wife to allow me to go. And her answer was, what's the series score? And that was it. I didn't get it. So unfortunately, I think the Hurricanes are a better team, and they're going to win in six. There you go. All right. Let's go to the next one. Let's do the Rangers series. Loogie!
Rangers in six.
Rangers in six. Sean!
Rangers in four.
Rangers
in four.
Son of a bitch. Tiki, go ahead.
I gentleman that it's all good. It's all going to be Rangers. We know that. Five.
Rangers in five.
He didn't know what a gentleman sweep was.
No, I didn't know what that meant. I'm going to go with Washington in seven. So there we go. Upsets happen in hockey, bro. Alexander Ovechkin, 38, playing like 28. I think you guys are getting way too cocky, specifically you. Capitals in seven. All right,
there's a player on the Rangers. His name is Matt Rempke. You know what he's going to do to Ovechkin?
Yeah, not dress. That's what he's going to do.
Now he might dress for a game.
That's why you're confident, because Mike Rempe's going to punch somebody in the face?
Yep.
All right. Game. Let's go to the last one. I know you're all very excited about this one. The New York Knicks against the Philadelphia 76ers. Loogie.
The Knicks are going to do damage.
Okay. And you want to be specific?
They are going to do damage.
He doesn't want to say a sweep or five because he wants to go to the game.
What a coward. Going to do damage in the series.
What a coward. What a coward.
You're not going to attach a number to this?
What do you mean? I said it all year. They're going to do damage.
I know,
they will do damage in the series.
Are they going to win in four, five, six, or seven?
They're going to do damage.
All right. I guess I'm going to write down Knicks damage.
Put me down for damage.
Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
Sixers and six.
Philly and... Oh, we're going to be there for it?
I don't say this as a hater. That's a tough ride I got with Lou Gehrig coming home that night.
All right, go ahead, Tiki.
Nixon six.
Nixon six. Okay. I studied a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I came back to, every little study I did, whether it was how they're going to defend Joel or how they're going to defend Jalen or pick and roll or switching defense or, hey, does Tom Thibodeau actually say, you know what, I haven't employed a zone all year, but it worked with Eric Spoelstra. Let me try it against Philadelphia. Every little formula I looked at led to the same conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Knicks are going to win this series.
Let's go Knicks.
But here's the problem. The problem is I can't do that. I can't do that.
Why?
I can't sit here and believe that.
Because you're in the coalition.
Because the Philadelphia 76ers always find a way to choke in the second round. Mm. Not the first round.
Mm.
And even though they're the seventh seed, let's face it. If the Philadelphia 76ers coming off this incredible year from Tyrese Maxey, having a real head coach in Nick Nurse, having a healthy Joel Embiid, in theory a healthy Joel Embiid, if they don't beat this Knicks team, this is a disaster for them.
It's true.
This would cause me, if I'm Daryl, to consider blowing the whole thing up. So I think at the end of the day, the Sixers find a way. I'm going to go Philly in seven. Mm. Philly in seven. Mm. All right.
In the Garden?
So there you go. Oh. So I've got Loogie saying Islanders in seven, Rangers in six. Knicks will do damage. I got Sean saying Islanders in seven, Rangers in four, Sixers in six. I've got Tiki saying Carolina in six, Rangers in five, Knicks in six. And I've got Carolina in six, Washington in seven, and Philly in seven. Boy, I am a douchey hater, aren't I?
You are.
Getting everybody pumped up and picking against everybody.
But we knew you were going to be that way.
Well, I'm an Islander fan. I'm just being honest. I call like it is.
Let the record show, Tiki full of class, Loogie full of class, you two clowns classless.
Interesting. We'll get back to your calls at 877-337-6666. That's the toll-free number. And why does it seem like everybody wants to take a shot at the New York Knicks prior to this series? Now, it's active, washed-up basketball player Draymond Green. We'll let you take a listen to what he had to say. Plus, my five personal favorite John Sterling calls of all time. And some of these are deep cuts, and some of them are classics. And I promise you, if you're a New York Yankee fan, you'll
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.